Secret Identity by Kalala, a person of interest story, rated for general audiences, read by Lunate 8. The suit was heavy. It itched. The cowl impeded his vision, and even though it was made using real body armor and the best materials money could buy, Reese was still dubious that he'd be able to fight in it, if it came to that. "I still don't understand why I need the costume, Finch," he muttered. "Couldn't I have just worn the usual?" "Because this is the New York Comic Con, and our number is a part of this community," Finch answered, indicating a gangly young man wearing an unfortunately ill-fitting Flash costume. "And because we want to blend in, not stand out." "In that case, why aren't you wearing a costume?" Reese grumbled. "I am wearing my costume," Finch answered serenely. Reese studied him and, okay, the suit was a bit less expensive and more professorial than usual, and he was carrying a very large and dusty leather-bound book. "That's it?" "That's him!" The shout came from the other end of the atrium, and a moment later, a pretty blonde girl with a ponytail came barreling down the hallway and tackled Finch in a hug. "It's our Giles!" "Sorry, Jen can get a little overenthusiastic. That's why she's our Buffy." A second girl, with dyed red hair and an armful of replica weapons, came up behind her. "You must be Raven. I'm Kath, our Willow, and Cody here is our Xander. Glad we found you through the forum, man." Cody was shaking hands enthusiastically. He was wearing an eye patch. "We needed a Giles, and there isn't anyone in our group who can really rock the tweed." "Not a problem," Finch smiled. "After all, I actually am a librarian of sorts." Jen, slash Buffy, was still hanging off his shoulder, bouncing excitedly. "When this is over, Finch..." Reese was virtually growling with annoyance as he stalked off to follow their number. "Cheer up, Mr. Reese. I did promise I'd buy you the car." The end.